Young people, today we're going to consider facing the giant of anxiety. And this is very topical, as lots of young people have this as a prime problem in their lives. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about the heart of man. And I don't mean that physical pump, that double pump that resides within your chest that controls your circulation. No, by talking about the heart, I mean that seat of our affections, that inner being within all of us, that real man that resides within us, that part of our soul. And if we think about the heart in this way, then we think about the mind as that part of the body that houses our intellect, our reasoning, our rational thought. Now, with anxiety, the problem is that the heart is in turmoil. It's overwhelmed by feelings and emotions that are generated from it. Your mind might well have worked out what is the rational way forward. You might have thought that I know what's the right thing to do in these circumstances, but your heart is full of emotions and you cannot face that. And that's what we mean when we say that your mind has been ruled by your heart. Now, there are lots of medical causes, and as a practitioner, I see lots of people with anxiety. And I would recommend, as a doctor, that if you're faced with anxiety that you cannot overcome, that you seek out the help of a friend, or perhaps that you seek out the help of your physician, where there are treatments, both talking therapies and medication to help people with anxiety. Today I want to think, though, about what the Bible says about anxiety, and does it have some help for us as Christians with our anxiety. And I want to think about two verses in the Bible. The first is in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, and I read it. It says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Notice, first of all, the peace that's described in the verse, because the peace of God is that commodity that belongs to God, and it's the antithesis of turmoil and distress and anxiety. It's the exact opposite of what we feel. It's the peace of God. Now, if you belong to Christ, if you're a Christian, then you have experienced peace with God because your sins have been forgiven through the gospel. But this peace is something that's owned by God, and it's offered to you, young person, through God's word. It's beyond our comprehension, as the verse describes it, because that peace, when you experience it, is not something that you can understand or rationalize. It's something that pervades the whole soul of man. And what does this peace do? Well, the peace says in the verse that it keeps your hearts. Now, what comfort there is there for someone who's in the middle of trouble and distress, that they're kept by the peace of God. And not only does it say, and it's as if it's an added bonus, that our hearts are kept, but it says that our minds are kept by the peace of God. So God's peace today, young person, can not only keep your mind and your heart, it keeps both and keeps you on the right path. And how is this peace administered to the Christian? Well, all the benefits of the gospel, all spiritual benefits in this life, accrue to us through Christ's work on Calvary. What he did for us on the cross of Calvary gains us all of the many spiritual blessings that we can have in this life. And I'm going to finish with the verse that the Lord Jesus gives in John chapter 14, verse 27, where he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Face the giant of anxiety, young people, by finding the peace of God that is given as a gift from the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this day might you know help in facing the giant of anxiety.